747, Tom and Laura, say howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Hey, in the house with us right now is Scott Womack, Coldwell Banker Commercial, with the BDR, the Bulldozer Report. You want to know what's coming in, what's going out? Do we know anything on the three regional restaurant chains that were on If I Tell You I Have to Kill You status?
Well, I don't have news on a couple of those. We're still working with, hopefully going to have a lease signed today.
Ooh,
or tomorrow on where? One of those. That's going to be at the Hub on 7320 Milwaukee that's currently under construction. We do have an announcement on a restaurant that is going to be at 98th and just off of Slide Road.
Drum roll, please.
La Pointe Shopping Center. It was announced this week that Back 40 Grill is going to be taking about 3,000 square feet in the end cap closest to 98th Street in that shopping center.
What's in that shopping center?
Oh, gosh. It's a brand new shopping center. It's called La Pointe. It's just to the west of CVS Pharmacy at 98th and Slide. Really nice shopping center.
So what is the motif of Back 40 Grill?
Gosh, you know, it was announced this week. I don't know, Tom. I wish I did. Back 40 Grill, I'm thinking it's got to be grilled foods.
Well, yeah. Well, Back 40, you know, it's kind of like ranch land and farm. So it's probably
thinking steaks.
Meat.
Elk.
Tasty cow. Well,
Water buffalo.
Could be.
Vegetables. You can grill vegetables.
You can grill vegetables. I do it all the time.
Okay, now what's happening on the north side of town on 4th Street? Then there's some big stuff happening over there.
Yeah, there's been lots of talk for a while, and I was actually driving by, headed downtown or down in Overton to eat last night. One of the things we get asked all the time is, why is Lubbock growing? What's driving the growth? When you look at our economy, of course, cotton farming and farming ranching is our 800-pound gorilla.
Well, yeah.
There's no doubt that it contributes more to our economy and putting money on our economy than anything else. But Texas Tech is a huge driver of our economy. And as Texas Tech has worked toward a Tier 1 research institute, they have developed plans for a research park. It would be the southeast corner of 4th Street and Quaker Avenue on the land that's just to the west of UMC Hospital and on that land. And they're planning over the next few years to do $1 billion of construction on research buildings out there. It's a huge deal for Lubbock. As Texas Tech continues growing their student population base, they're anticipating 40,000 undergrad students by 2020. Master's programs are expanding, research institute. That's huge when it comes to our economy, growing our economy, bringing people in and all those types of things.
You know, Lori, here's the thing. Mm. It's all in that pursuit of the Tier 1 research institution kind of a thing. And this is what's rolling downhill.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to underestimate the impact that that's going to have on our economy, not only from a construction standpoint, $1 billion. But what I was going to say is I saw the first sign up there for the first building that's about to be under construction for that research park out there. But it's huge. Texas Tech is a huge economic driver for our city as well.
Wow, that's fantastic, man. Hey, you still looking for office space?
I will take office buildings, retail buildings. We will market them. We will sell them. People are out there looking every day.
You got a building, you're sitting on it, and you don't know what to do? Here's your man. Ring him up. Give him your phone number.
806-784-3265.